الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah ya Allah subhanallah. Allah ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allah wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allah ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Whatever pertains to the order of Allah is to be respected. You kiss the cover of the word of Allah and touch your eyes to it. Well, it is a cover. Why? Because within this cover lies the words of Allah. Everything is for Allah. To whomever we accord respect, it must be for the sake of Allah. Our nation, which a few days ago would kiss this pickaxe, did so with the motive that clergyman was the deputy of their prophet. They themselves would cry out, O deputy of our prophet.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Shiism. In one of his speeches, he refers to an important point about the Shia school of thought, and he says that one of the intrinsic features of Shiism from the beginning up to now is resistance and uprising against oppression and dictatorship, which has been clearly evident throughout the history of Shiism, although such struggles have climaxed at crosscurrents of time. In this part of speech, he is referring to a very important point, and this can be seen in the history, that the Shia school of thought was the only school of thought which can claim that it has always uprised against the oppression. It has always shown the resistance against the oppression and the dictatorship. We can see clearly at the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam, when from the Banu Umayyah, Muawiyah ibn Sufyan became the dictator Imam raised against him. We can see that at the time of Imam Hassan, Imam Hassan raised against him. At the time of Imam Hussein, when Yazid ibn Muawiyah has shown the dictatorship, he performed the oppression. Obviously, Imam Hussein stood against that oppression. He raised his voice against it. Why? Because Islam is against the dictatorship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the guardian of everyone. Allah is the main ruler. He will assign the prophet, he will assign the infallible imams for our guidance. Therefore, the oppression that we see, the dictatorship that we see in today's world, even in today's world, we see that it is the Shia school of thought that is raising its voice against all this dictatorship and oppression.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala.
When we see oppression in the Palestine, it is the Shia school of thought, it is Imam Khomeini, who named the last Friday of the month of Ramadan as the Yawm al-Quds, Day of Quds, which is a protest against the oppression of the Zionist regime. It is Imam Khomeini who raised his voice. It is the Shia school of thought in which the voice was raised against the dictatorship, where the Shah's dictatorship was changed to a republic, Islamic Republic of Iran. Therefore, we see that throughout the history, even before that, even before Imam Khomeini, there were many other resistance. We can see that they all were against the oppression. They all have raised their voice against the oppression. This is what we see in the Shia school of thought. And this is only the Shia school of thought that can claim that always and always it was the Shia school of thought that has made resistance and raised against the oppression and dictatorship.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.